You know, state's transportation officials are preparing to send out letters to motorists come October, which is just next week. It's the latest phase of a pilot project to determine if our current system of funding our highways should hinge on the current fuel and vehicle weight tax and registration fees. As more cars and trucks become fuel efficient, that source of income will drop. The DOT has unsuccessfully tried to hike those fees, but state lawmakers have been reluctant to do that. The federal government has provided $4 million to Hawaii to determine whether the road usage program makes sense here on the islands. We talked to DOT spokesman Tim Sakahara as it tries to get the word out about what drivers need to know.
Starting next month, after someone gets a safety check, a few weeks later they should receive a driving report in the mail. And what that driving report will tell people is what they paid in the fuel tax since their last safety check, and then what they might have paid or estimated paid under the road usage charge, the HIRUC, that the Department of Transportation is studying right now. And so it'll give them an idea of a comparison of what they did pay under the fuel tax and what they might have paid under the road usage charge.
Okay, you use the term HIRUC. Explain.
HIRUC is just the acronym. It's the Hawaii Road Usage Charge. What the Department of Transportation is doing right now is trying to find an alternative solution that's a fair and equitable way to collect revenue based on the miles people drive instead of the gas that they burn. Now, there's been a misperception or assumption, I should say, from a lot of people that the low-income or the rural drivers would actually be hurt or pay more under the road usage charge. And actually, what the studies and research has already shown is that the low-income and rural drivers actually drive older, less fuel-efficient cars. So that actually, in many cases, they would actually pay less under a road usage charge than they pay with the fuel tax. One of the ways to look at it is about 20 miles per gallon. That's kind of the key number here. If someone's vehicle that they're driving right now gets 20 miles per gallon, they're probably going to break even, or it's going to be very close to similar based on the fuel tax or the road usage charge. If their car gets less than 20 miles per gallon, they're actually probably going to save money under the road usage charge versus the fuel tax. And of course, if someone gets better gas mileage than 20 miles per gallon, then they might end up paying more.
So you folks just completed a statewide outreach. This is a pilot project. We're trying to collect good data on whether it might be worthwhile to switch over from the current system we have to this road usage plan.
Yeah, and the reason being is that the fuel tax revenue is the largest source of revenue for the Highways Division right now, but it's dwindling, and it's only going to continue to decrease as time goes on as more vehicles get fuel efficient. And we should point out that we fully support people going to electric vehicles or hybrids and people getting better gas mileage. It's actually a great thing. It's a positive thing. Department of Transportation wants to help meet those goals to get more sustainable fuel sources. But in saying that, the roads still need to be maintained. The guardrails still need to be fixed. The streetlights still need to be operable. The roads need to be filled with the potholes, right? So the funding still needs to be there no matter what kind of car is driven. And we're trying to solve a problem now before it becomes a crisis later on down the road.
And other states and cities are looking at this as well.
Yeah, in fact, there's about 15 states across the country that are also doing this study and demonstration to try to determine if the road usage charge would be, in fact, a better and more fair and equitable way to collect revenue to pay for the Highways Division instead of the fuel tax. That's also another important point. If the road usage charge was implemented, it would replace the fuel tax. So in that case, the price of gas would go down instantly overnight, 16 cents, and that state fuel tax would be eliminated. It would not be in addition to. It wouldn't be a new tax in addition. It would be a replacement of the fuel tax.
Okay, so statewide, motorists need to know that they will be getting something in the mail. Tell us about that.
Yes, so after someone gets a safety check on their vehicle, a few weeks later, they're going to receive a letter in the mail. It'll be addressed to the registered owner of the vehicle. And what it'll tell them is this is how much that person paid over the last year under the fuel tax. And next to it, there'll be another number in the column next to it that'll tell them the estimated price they would pay under the road usage charge. And so they could kind of compare the two figures and see, okay, well, maybe I'm going to pay a little bit more, maybe I'll pay a little bit less, depending on how many miles they drive and what kind of vehicle fuel efficiency they have on their car. Certainly, if someone drives an electric vehicle right now, their number for the fuel tax is going to be zero because they've been paying $0 because obviously they don't have to buy any gas. So under the road usage charge, they would now have a number that they would pay based on the miles that they drive.
Okay, and as part of this report, there's going to be a survey, so you need some public input on this.
Yes, absolutely. So when people receive this driving report in the mail, we please ask, do not dismiss it. Do not treat it as junk mail. It's actually very important. We want people to go to hiruck.org, that's HIRUC.org, and then fill out a very quick survey. Reason why that's important is there's a lot of different and varying opinions on this topic. It's a very debatable topic, and we want to hear from everybody, all voices, what they feel about it, how they think it would work, about any of the collection methods that are happening. So we want to hear all, the good, the bad, and the ugly of what people have to say about this. But the only way we're going to get that information is if people participate in this survey, which should only take them a few minutes.
Now, you're also looking for some early adopters, right? Some 2,000 volunteers to take part in this?
We are. After the driving report phase, start going out, early next year, we're going to be seeking 2,000 volunteers. And what we want those volunteers to do is kind of a demonstration itself. They're going to give us help be our volunteer to kind of collect the mileage they drive and then give us feedback and additional feedback, because everything that we're doing is going to be based on the opinions and input that we receive from the public. So that those volunteers are going to be a very big part of it as well.
So this pilot, how long does it go, and what kind of federal help, federal funds have we gotten to help launch it?
The demonstration itself is about 3 years, and we're about 1 year into that. The first phase that we did was all the community meetings on all islands all across the state, and all the outreach, talking to neighborhood boards and rotary clubs and community groups and everything like that. And now we're moving into the next phase, which is that driving report. Fortunately, Hawaii is very grateful. We received the largest federal grant of any state in the country. We received almost $4 million to be able to study the road usage charge. So this demonstration is actually being funded by a federal grant, which, again, we're very, very appreciative for. It should also be noted, though, that this process, as we've seen with other states, it's not going to happen overnight. It's about a 10-year process. And then at the end of it, even, it's not going to be the Department of Transportation that's making the yes or no decision on this. It's just compiling all the findings and research, maybe making a recommendation, and then sending it up to the state capitol for the lawmakers to decide and debate, see what worked, what didn't, if they want to implement it, if not. And then it'll go to them for a vote, and then ultimately to the governor to either sign or veto.
Okay, so we're still early on in the process. Public input, though, is key. So, whether you drive a gas guzzler or an electric car, you're really looking to get kind of a broad stroke across the state.
That's exactly right. And even though we're early in the process, it's very important to get that feedback early in the process now. We'd much rather get feedback from people now than 10 years from now, because it will help shape the demonstration and the study itself and the findings. And yes, whether people drive an old gas guzzler that's 25 years old or a brand new electric vehicle, right, we want to hear from everybody and all their thoughts on this process.
That was Tim Sakahara, spokesman for the State Department of Transportation, talking about this latest phase of the Hawaii Road Usage Charge Demonstration Pilot Project that's about to roll out here in October.